Now, we're standing here talking to this woman. I don't know her, never see her. She looks plenty healthy. She might have domestic trouble, financial trouble. She might be an impersonator. She might be a Christian. She might be a sinner. I don't know her. She just come there. But whatever he tells her, she'll know whether it's the truth or not.
Yes.
She'll be willing to admit that.
Amen.
Well, if he can tell her what has been, like he told Philip, like he told Nathaniel, like he told the woman at the well, all that. If he tells her what was, surely she can believe for the future then. Is that right?
Yes.
So, will you all believe it if he'll do it?
Amen.
Now, here we are. Here's the Bible. Here's the woman. And here we are standing right here before you all with our hands up that we've never met before, know not one another, and we're of a different race of people. She's a, I'm a Anglo-Saxon, and she's an African. Now, here we are. Just as perfect as you can be. Now, sisters, just to contact you. The reason I called you sister, because when I looked around, the Spirit caught me, and I know you're the Christian. So, you're a Christian. Now, I do not know you. Now, I'm just standing here. You know I'm doing something. I'm just contacting your Spirit, getting it started around these other people, just drawing you out as one person. Now, if Christ can use me as a gift, now, he might put his anointing up on me, he's got to put it up on you at the same time, or it won't work. It takes both of us to make it work. The woman touched his garment. Jesus didn't know who did it, but he said, I perceive that virtue's gone from you. See, it wasn't him. He said, thy faith has saved thee. See, it was her faith. Now, I don't know you, but if he'll tell you something about your life, maybe something you're here for, somebody you're for, something you've done is wrong, or anything like that, you'll know where it's the truth or not. And then you will believe it. May the Lord God grant it. This is my request. Now I see what a place it puts me in. Here's the time now that what I've preached and told about it, it must react. Or either I've told something wrong, the Bible told something wrong, Christ isn't alive, or either our religion is right or it's wrong. It's got to be shown right now. Must always find much of this man here. Here's the ministers of Christ sitting here. I stood before hundreds of thousands that couldn't even speak the language and see the thing that takes place. Poor heathens, witch doctors, and what they call holy men of India, and fire walkers, and everything else, and see the power of God come down. But he's Christ. If he isn't, I want to know where he's at. I want to find him. Yes, a woman's not hypocritical. She's standing here for a cause, and that cause must, she's actually, according to a doctor, is supposed to face an operation, and it's right. And that operation is tumor.
Amen.
That's right. If that's right, raise up your hand.
Amen.
Now, do you believe that he knows where the tumor
Amen.
Is? You believe he can tell me? You believe me?
Yeah, I believe it.
It's on the breast.
Amen.
It's on your left breast.
Amen. All
right. Go believe it now. You'll never have to have the operation. If you believe with all your heart, God will heaven take it away from you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How do you do, young lady? We're strangers to each other, I suppose. Just the man and woman meet. But Jesus Christ knows both of us. He knows all about you. He knows all about me. I'm just his servant. And do you believe that he is here to reveal to me something about you? Would it cause you to have faith in him to know that he's here? Would you accept whatever you're asking for? You would do it. That man sitting there has the hand up his chin like this, sitting right here, sitting there praying about a nervous condition. Just believe with all your heart, the nervousness is gone from you now.
Amen.
Is that true? Raise up your hand. I want to ask you what he touched. He had faith to bring the Holy Spirit from here out to the man. I've never seen him in my life. He's a stranger to me as far as I know. But he had faith. That's what it takes, faith to do it. Just believe it. I just watched a light. You see a picture of it? See, they got it here. We'll have it. It went across this way, suddenly went out. I see him standing over the man there. Just had to say. Now, there's the man standing there, just the man sitting in the meeting. Now, you're sick. You've been to a doctor. You've had some advice from him. But you're scared of his advice. Right. That's true. Nothing evil, it's right. It's a lady's trouble. What's wrong with you? I can see him on the examination, what he said, is it all right for me to say what it is? You want me to tell you what it is? Actually, it's somewhere, it's a misplaced seed germ. And it's been caught in what's the tube. Instead of coming down into the ovary, it's called pregnating tube. And he wants to operate, and you're afraid of the operation. If that's right, raise up your hand. The effort?
Yeah.
You want to be made well? Go believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe on the Lord Jesus, that what all the Bible prophesied that would come to pass? A man, we're strangers to each other. You believe the Lord Jesus is here to help you? You believe if he will reveal to me what you're wanting from him, that it'll be granted to you? You do. You've seen a woman come. Sitting right down here looking at me, suffering with high blood pressure, with the glasses on, combed your hair back. Don't you see that light hanging above the woman there? Look, raise up your hand, lady. There you are. You believe with all your heart now? Then go home and get well. I do not know the lady. I've never seen her in my life. She's a stranger to me. That's your trouble. You've had faith enough to touch the garment of him to turn around like that. You couldn't disbelieve it, could you? You're going to have your healing. I want to ask you, what could she touch out there? She's, I guess, 30 feet from me. See, that she isn't touching me, she's touching him. That's why she touched him, and he just spoke back, you see. If the church would ever wake up to that and realize what that is. All right, be reverent now, don't be afraid. Be not afraid, it is I. It's the Lord Jesus. You know it isn't me, because it's got to be some spirit and power. So whatever you think it is, to me, it's Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, confirming exactly what he said. Now, sir, not knowing you, and we being strangers with each other, if the Lord Jesus will reveal something about you, or something you're wanting, or something you're wanting for somebody else, or whatever the case may be, you'll believe him, won't you? You're up for an operation. Should have another operation, because you've had one. And that operation was for a kidney stone, and you're back again. That's a chemical condition of your body which is causing that, and that's the only thing can cause ever be is for God to remove the chemical part of your body that's just causing this interruption, or at least that's what the specialists say. Okay. Your wife's standing right down there in the prayer line, for the wanting kidney trouble too. How about you just turn around and go down there and lay your hands on your wife and pray for her? You believe with all your heart, the Lord Jesus will perform and do and grant and make it well? Our Heavenly Father, as they lay hands on each other, I condemn the devil that's done it, and may they both be healed and go home and be well for the kingdom of God's sake. Grant it, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it. All right, don't doubt in your heart now. Believe with all your heart. Step out of the line, sister, and go right with him. Go home and forget about ever having it and get well.
Well, how?
I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
I believe that he's here now.
Yes.
I believe he's the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the
yes.
morning star. I believe that he's here today appearing in among the people, showing to them that the end is nigh,
yes.
and the soon he's coming to catch away a church. And the ministry of his ministers are shaping right into his own ministry that he had here on earth to catch away the entire church. I believe it with all my heart. All right. Now, please, I've run over my time. I'm sorry. Let's have this one woman here. Then would you just this minute? How do you do, sister? She's up here, so I think we need to be prayed for. Or I'll pray for the rest of them, but I need to use for discernment, or what we would call it, and you, whatever it is. You please me to be his servant with all your heart. Your trouble's in your chest, right? But the chief thing somebody else is hearing, it's your husband. He's not here. But you had him on your mind, and you're praying for him, that's right. You believe God can tell me what his trouble is? Then he's back. That's right, isn't it? And you believe you're going to go and find him all right? Okay, then just go right on right up there. And believe with all your heart, and you'll find it just the way you believe. Now, if you don't doubt, you'll find it just that way. Do you believe with all your heart? Sister, do you believe God can heal arthritis and make a person well? Just keep on going to him. Now, do you believe the same thing? That nervousness and arthritis will leave and you'll be made well? Well, I don't know. Be made well. Look this way as you come, sister. You, God can heal heart trouble. It seems to heal anything else. Don't you believe that? You believe with all your heart? Then you raise up your hand and say, I accept it. Well, right on your robe and Jesus Christ will be made well. Go believe. All right? Man is crippled by something. Come this way, sir. I see you're crippled up. Look at me and believe. Will you believe it? All right. If you believe it, all the arthritis will leave you. You'll go home and be well. You believe you'll do that? And if you do, just keep on walking through and saying, praise God. Don't lay hands on you as you pass by. And I say, thank you. Say, thanks and praise be to God. And believe with all your heart.
Amen.
I want to ask you something. With that precious book on your arm, what if I just laid my hands up on you? Would you believe to get well? And in the name of Jesus Christ, glory to get well. All right. Come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What do you think, sister? Them old nervous spells has been bothering you? You believe they're going to leave now? As you pass under the shadow of the cross, full of rejoicing, they'll never bother you. Look this way, sir. You have many things bothering you, like prostrate and so forth, but your main thing is heart trouble. Go on your own and say, I'm healed. Just believe with all your heart. Look this way, lady. You believe your back trouble will get all right, you go home and be well? All right, just keep walking. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ. The lady has the lady's trouble. And also, I see she's bothering in her heart. From her past, she said, I believe with all my heart, I'm going home and sort of quit bothering and I'm going to be all right.
Thank you,
our Lord Jesus Christ. Here comes a man looks like you ought to have faith. What if he just passed by and lay hands on you? The Bible says these signs will follow them, and believe. If you have to lay hands on the sick, they'll get well. Do you believe it? Come right by then. Nervousness, arthritis, weakness, cramp, and heart trouble. You believe with all your heart you're going to get well now? You just go right on the road, just rejoice and stand, thanks be to God, and God will be with everything. You believe with all your heart? All right, somebody else coming out? All right. You're going to believe? What if I just laid my hands on you? Didn't say nothing. You know I know what's wrong with you. What if I just laid my hands on you? Would you think? When you shouted out there a few minutes ago, what if I told you left you? Would you believe it? All right. Bring this lady. What do you think, sister, as you come? You believe it here? If I said anything or didn't say anything, you get well anyhow. Would you believe that anyhow if I just lay? There's some kind of a spirit here. You know that. You believe it's the Spirit of the Lord that's on us? You do? Then you're back. Well, I told you anyhow, so go on. Go on. Believe with all your heart. How many believes out there with all your heart now? Do you believe? He's God. Do you believe that? He's God on the housetop. He's God in the church. He's God in the church. He's God everywhere. He's God. I thought that light was following a lady, but it was that colored lady sitting there. You. Yeah. You believe me to be his prophet or his servant? The colored lady sitting there with the white hat on, white looking dress. You believe God can tell me while you're in contact with His Spirit what's wrong with you? Would you accept it? Then your bladder trouble won't bother you no more. Will you do me a favor now? Lay your hands over on the lady sitting next to you because she's bothered with her eyes. That's right. Lay your hands on her. All right? Will you do me a favor next? The lady sitting next to you is bothered with a diarrhea. Dysentery, diarrhea. That's right. Lay up your hand. Put your hand over on her. Ask that if she'll be made well. What about the lady sitting next to her? Do you believe with all your heart, lady? Your trouble's in your side, your right side. Believe with all your heart, it'll leave you. You do it? What about the lady sitting next to her? Do you believe with all your heart? You have smothering spells. Can't get your breath right. You will now, for God. Do you believe with all your heart? Lay your hands over on one another now. Now, for the sake of those who are sitting by you, are you a believer? Raise up your hand if you're a believer. Now lay that believing hand over on somebody else. Here's what God said. He said this, "These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover." The Holy Spirit's out there, just the same as up here. And these men, He's everywhere. Do you believe it? Then you pray for the person you got your hand on. Lay your hand over on them and pray now. Pray for the person. Heavenly Father, we bring to you this audience of believers, thanking you that your presence is here with us. We don't only feel you, but we see you working among your people, confirming your word with signs following. Now there's many sick in the audience. The hours are late. But Lord, Thou art the great omnipotent God. I pray that You'll hear the prayer of Your servant. And as these believing people have their hands on one another, praying a prayer of faith, and You said the prayer of faith shall save the sick, God shall raise them up. Father, what a group of unbelievers it would make us if we disbelieve Your presence here with us now. After we sealed You, see Your Word, preach Your Word, see Your Word operate through all of us here in the building, feeling Your presence, knowing You're here, and now we're obeying Your commandments as believers to lay hands on each other as the prayer of faith will save the sick. Now, Lord, hear my prayer. I lay my prayer upon the altar. I lay my faith up there with them. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we go to meet the devil in his challenge of unbelief. Come out, Satan, from these people. Leave them alone. We charge thee by the living God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to leave the people and come out of them that they be made well. All you that believe that a believer has his hands on you, and you believe that the presence of Christ is here now, if you're not scared, if you're afraid and say, "Oh, I don't know," then your little boat might sink. But if you can hear Him saying in His message, "Be not afraid, it's I." Yes. Jesus Christ, the very confirmation of the Bible, made known. There's enough faith right here now if you just was afraid. Seems like something wants to hold you back. Yes. That you say, "Oh, I don't know. I've been in meetings before." See, I know just exactly what you're thinking. It ain't me, it's Him telling me.
Amen.
If you will do this, remember I said as a minister, as your brother, if you will just let all those thoughts sail aside and know that a believer has laid their hands on you. And Jesus said, "These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover." And if Abraham, our father, believed God for 25 years for a promise, how much more ought the royal seed of Abraham to believe God's promise? Do you accept it? Do you believe it?
Amen.
And if you believe it's the truth, make a testimony to God. Stand up to your feet and a testimony that I now accept my healing. I believe that I'm healed because I'm in the presence of God and a believer has laid his hands upon me.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Lift your hands way up high and praise and worship the Lord and receive from the Lord.
Now let's take this rose, and let him speak by rose. All along through there. Now, that doesn't have a prayer card. Now, if you got a prayer card, don't raise your hand. The ones without a prayer card, anywhere in this right-hand row, raise up your hand and say, Brother Branham, I'm praying. If it's not for yourself, pray for somebody else. Anything you want to. Just have a request. Pray. All right? God bless you. Now look this way. And say in your heart, Lord Jesus, I believe your word. And the Bible says in Hebrews, the 4th chapter. Now we know, before we say this, that Jesus was the Word of God made flesh. Is that right?
Amen.
The Bible says in Hebrews 4 that the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing the center of the marrow of the bone, and a discerner of the thoughts of the heart.
Yeah.
That's the reason you can look upon them and say, thy faith has saved thee. You caught it. That's the Word. And if you abide in me, in my word, and you don't get some denominational man-made doctrine mixed up in you, stay pure, unadulterated with the word.
Amen.
If ye abide in me, in my word, and you ask what you will,
amen,
for the word is the discerner of the thoughts of the heart. Just believe him. Have faith. See if he confirms what I said to be the truth. Just be reverent a moment. Preaching, and then I was going to make an altar call, but his one called me to do this, so surely you'll help me.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yes, there it is. That lady sitting right back there, kind of an orange-red dress on, praying for her mother. She's nodding her head this way. She has dark hair. Raise up just a minute, lady. Yes. Have you a prayer card? You do not. A real strange thing happened to you just a moment ago. You felt real, like something real humble and sweet around you. I'm looking directly at that pillar of fire right over where that woman's standing. She's praying for her mother. Her mother isn't here. You believe God can tell me what's wrong with your mother? Would you believe them with all your heart? She has heart trouble. If that's right, raise up your hand. Now, when you go, find her well. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. In this role, pray. And say, Lord God, that little preacher standing there doesn't know me, but you know me. And I'm touching your garment. Let me, Lord. Let me. Here. Right over a colored man sitting out here on the end of the row. He's facing an operation. You, sir, have you a prayer card? You don't need one.
Hallelujah.
A bladder trouble. You believe that God can heal that bladder trouble?
Hallelujah.
Do you believe me? There's a fine spirit right there. You believe me to be God's prophet or his servant? Excuse me, that stumbles people. You believe it? With all your heart. Thank you, sir. That's the way to believe on them that God sent. If you want to prosper, you know what he said to do. Mr. Benton, that's your name. You're not from here. You're from a city called Compton. If you believe with all your heart, it's over. God bless you. Do you believe? Right straight back the line is a lady. She's praying for a loved one. And the loved one has a stroke. It's an elderly man. The lady, Mrs. Dawson, believe. Have you a prayer card, lady? You do not. I do not know you. You're a stranger to me, but you're praying for a loved one, and that loved one has a stroke. It's a grandfather. And he doesn't live here. He lives at a place called Bakersfield, and he is a minister of the gospel. That's thus saith the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You believe?
Hallelujah.
Have faith now.
Yes, Lord.
This lady sitting here praying has got heart trouble, sitting right back there looking at me. Do you believe that God will make you well, lady? The gray-headed lady shaking her head right straight over here. All right? You, yes. You believe that God will make you well? Have you a prayer card? You do not? You don't need it. Your heart trouble has left you now. Now look, you continue on. Now if you lose the faith, you feel all right now. The faith that can make you feel all right now can keep you that way as long as you keep that faith.
Yeah.
Don't you doubt it. Amen. It's right here over this lady in this, just behind the lady in the wheelchair. It's a woman back there. Yes, it's a lady sitting there praying for her mother that's sitting next to her there. You're praying for her. Do you believe that God can tell me what's wrong with her? Would you have you a prayer card? You do not? All right. If you believe that Bright's disease will leave her, it will leave her. Lay your hand over on her and believe with all your heart, and she'll get well. Don't you doubt? Oh, he is the bold of sharing the confirmation that he's alive forevermore. Do you believe it? Would you like to come at this time as an invitation? Oh, every soul of sin oppressed, will you come now and stand here? If he will let me know what the people's troubles and all about these things, he tells me now there's people in here that ought to come and surrender their life to him. Will you come? Raise that up by your seat. You that raise your hand, come right here and stand. You have never been born again. Know nothing about God and these things. Will you come now in his presence if you believe that this is the Holy Spirit? Come now while we stand and sing some hymn, whatever you have chosen. Anything? And while we stand and sing this song, I want you to come right now before we go on with the prayer service. Let's see, I had this over because something said just then, make your altar call now. You preached on confirmation, and here you are. I'll confirm that I'm here. Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
If you can't see that, praise you're blind. There's something wrong without hope. When God's doing a thing like that, how many believes he's here? How many believes it's him? I'm positive with all my heart, with my Bible, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the great I am, not I was, I am, is here performing in the flesh of these people the same thing he did when he was in human flesh on this earth. Hallelujah. I believe it with all my heart. You believe the same thing while we all stand?
Hallelujah.
Come this way. Everyone would like to shake your hand. Stand here and touch him. And if you want to find Christ as forgiveness of your sins,
I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
That's right. Come right out. Of the Holy Spirit, when some 200 hands or better went up a few moments ago, and when I made the altar call, about 300 went out the door going the other way, and a little boy, two of them, has come and knelt down here by the side. Talk about a Sodom and Gomorrah. Talk about a day of judgment at his hand, when God in his mercy showing everything he can do, and people so gospel hardened, so they walk right out in the face of the Holy Ghost. Say, that wasn't people. Yes, it was. People should have come. If I know what this is, I know what that was.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. The Holy Spirit was terrifically grieved. And you may have done it your last time. I hope not. But you may have done it your last time. This is of the Lord. And just remember, I'm not a quack. I'm not a fanatic. I know exactly where I am and what I'm talking about. No wonder we can't have a revival. No wonder Los Angeles and the rest of the world is on its road to hell.
No wonder you're writing for an atomic bomb. You little children nuzzle down by the side of the cross and stay there. Hours in, I went into Bombay, India here not long ago and picked up a paper. It said the sign of the earthquake is over. 2 or 3 days before the earthquake come, all the little birds flew away from their nests in the rock wall. All the sheep and cattle stood around the sides of the wall. They all went out in the field and stood around holding against one another, kind of leaning like this against one another, making shade for each other. Why? There was an instinct. Something told them that there was an earthquake coming. The earthquake shook those walls down. If they'd have stayed in there, they would have perished. But now, after the earthquake was over, they come back to the walls again that were standing up. Now, let me tell you, friend, that God of Moses, who could take them in the ark, could take them away from them walls. And if God, by instinct, and a bird could call it from danger, how much more would it call human beings who are inspired by the Holy Spirit? Evil thing. What an adulterous generation. What an evil place that we're living in. What a sinful, ungodly nation that we have. God forsaken, God hating, sign seekers, bandwagon riders, impersonators, carnal comparisons, led up with a bunch of nothing. Coming to the end of the road, I speak that in the name of the Lord. Once more, I'll call. It's up to you to answer. All right. Come, sinner, in the presence of God. If you're a real servant of Christ, I have tonight blessings for the people. I have a gift that'll work among the people.
Amen.
That's a confirmation. I've told you the truth. You think God the Father would ever set down a hypocrite or a bogus message and then turn around and confirm that message?
No, that's
not our God.
No.
Our God's pure, unadulterated, and holy.
Hallelujah.
He has nothing to do with errors. He's truth, and he stays by his word.
Amen.
He is the word. Now let the sick look this way and believe. I'm not a healer. I'm your brother.
You believe. See if the inoculation is right. See if what he said, the works that I do shall you do also. John 14:12. This lady sitting on the front row here, widow woman, praying for her son. You believe that God will grant the request to you? The alcoholic drinks. You believe God will take care of it? Do you have a prayer card? You don't. You don't need one. If you will believe with all your heart, it'll leave you. Now, I don't know that woman. Never seen her. But God knows her. Right? God is God. Amen. That woman sitting right back there praying for her husband. Red polka dot dress on. She'll believe with all of her heart. God will grant the request to her. She'll just absolutely believe it. God bless you. I don't know the woman. She don't need no prayer card. You have you got one? You don't. You have a prayer card. You have one? Well, you don't have to use it. You don't have to come in line. You just don't doubt what you said, what's been told you to be the truth, and you can have what you said. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
You're out of the game altogether. Put out before you even got to the plate. You got to believe every word of God. Jesus said, the works that I do, if God's Spirit dwells in you, want to produce the same life that was in Him? Sure it will. Little woman sitting there with that trouble with her breast. She'll believe God will make her well. You believe it, lady? You do? You don't have a prayer card? You don't need one. If you'll believe it, that swelling will go down. You'll be normal and well. Will you believe it? All right.
Hallelujah.
Here's just a woman sitting here with her head down praying. A woman's going to die if God don't help her. She's not from here. You had more faith than you thought you had. You're from down around Santa Ana. Got cancer. Sitting in the wheel. You've been operated on for it. You have a prayer card? You don't. You don't need one. Got cancers, come back. God will heal you. Listen, someone brought you here tonight that was here last night and had enough faith to be called out of the line and healed with heart trouble. That's thus saith the Lord. Here's another thing. I see. You are a woman preacher. That's right. Now, if you believe God and won't doubt in your heart, you'll go on with your message. You just believe. If I was in your place, I believe I would get up out of that chair and walk out of this building and take God. You're going to die sitting here. So I'd come from that chair and go believe in God and go be well. You're going to die sitting there. The doctors can do nothing for you. They've done tried. Like the leper sitting at the gate. So why sit we here till we die? If they go in the city, at Samaria, they was already starving, eating one of the children. If they sat there, they died. They had to go down to the enemy's camp. And they took that chance. You don't have to take that chance. You're not invited to an enemy's camp. You're invited to the throne of your Father that's expecting you to come tonight. If you've got faith enough to touch the border of Jesus Christ's garment, that He'd use my voice to speak back to you, then have not keep that faith and walk out of here and be well. You will. Amen. I challenge every person in here to believe that population. Do you believe it? All of you believe it? Then stand up on your feet and receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Feel different, don't you, sister?
You take your old wheelchair now and go home and be well. Say, don't you doubt. Don't you doubt. Just keep the same faith you've got.
Amen.
If you got enough, you know a woman touched his garment. Well, you did the same thing.
Hallelujah.
Then go and believe. I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lord. Let's sing it, everybody. Raise your hand.
Jesus. If we are saying to one another, shake your hand back and forth, the man is just trusting in God. If we don't know, we will shake
your hand.
What? But God did know.
Right down the road from him there is a little thin Mexican woman. She's praying for her husband who's got a nervous condition.
Believe, sister, you'll be well. You believe it?
Just don't doubt.
Have faith.
You see what he is?
Amen.
Now the two or three witnesses that are more than we can
stand.
Here. Look at there. Look at that woman. There's a heavy head woman sitting there. She's got an ulcer, bleeding ulcer, on her leg. It's on her left leg. And she was standing there praying, Lord Jesus, bless me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I don't know the Lord Jesus, bring her. If God will tell me what your desire is, will you believe it? You're speaking to that gift of the Holy Ghost. If that's right, raise up your hand. Receive the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Don't believe the Word of God. Are you ready to believe? Yeah. Here it is. Sir, I'm going to do it. I just can't do it. But the light of hope here just a few months ago. And it changes the prayer.
Lady sitting here, right here in front of me. She just had an operation. Complete hysterectomy. Female gland. It hasn't done well. It's bad. You believe that God can heal you? You believe me to be his prophet or his servant? You do? You believe that God knows who you are? If you let me call your name, Mrs. Cole, you believe with all your heart.
Amen.
You live at 700 block on East Maple Street, Glendale. Go home and believe in Jesus Christ that you love. By the way, that's your mother sitting right behind you. And she's suffering. That girl was looking at your daughter. You have a lump in your abdomen here. You're bringing on that beauty of your heart. Then you need
it. Hallelujah.
Think that divine healing belongs only to the evangelist. These men here have just as much right to pray for the sick as I or Roberts or any person. They're all servants of Christ. And now, if you will just believe, I want to lay hands on every person that comes across the platform. Not only that, but I want my minister brothers to be with me to help lay hands on the sick. So that you'll see that it's that your congregation can see that just as far as you're not advancing, that means God's not reaching. You just wish you could send it to anybody here. And now do you people sort of come on the path? If you come expecting to be healed, you won't go back that long path. Now, that's right.
You don't believe it starts thinking something evil about God. See, God is still God.
Amen.
He has to be God. He is God. He's always been God. And now look, if that anointing here, now maybe the brothers don't do that, but these are other ministers. There's nine gifts sent to the church by God. Is that right?
Yeah.
Apostles, which means missionaries. Apostles, prophets, and seers, and teachers, pastors, evangelists. That's all these gifts sitting here together. Not only one office, but all of these offices together. With the Holy Spirit manifesting now. These pastors, they taught you the way to live. You follow their instructions and receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You receive the Holy Ghost and receive salvation, but follow exactly what those teachers told you to do. Now, after we told you to be on the Lord Jesus Christ, you speak that and hear it to another gift. Now you're passing under the hand of their anointed gift. It can't fail. When you walk across this platform and the first man lays his hand on you, says, thank you, God, for healing.
Amen.
Now, let's bow our heads, everybody. Lord, at the close of this 5-day meeting, I realize here today the sincerity of the people. Now I realize that the hustle and bustle and the strain, Satan would throw that confusion among them to keep them from having faith. But we're asking you, Lord, the Holy Man, let the Spirit of Christ radiate out of here. And let the people, as they pass over the platform, remember they're following just exactly what the Scripture said do. These signs shall follow them that believe. Surely, with 5 straight services, confirmation of your presence, by speaking with tongues, by interpretation of tongues, by healing the people, bringing them out of wheelchairs and around over the place and diseases and things that's been spoken and told the people, and then seeing the power of God save them, seeing all these things happen, surely they believe. Make known the hearts, the secret even in the heart, and the people that they're praying for, their loved ones, and so forth. Surely they could see it's the lovely Lord Jesus. Now, let Him come in His power, in His force. I bless my brethren here, Lord, just go to stand with me. These pastors and teachers that's helped me, that's stood here by me. God bless them. May their hands and body be charged with the Holy Ghost. And if these people are sick, that's somebody's children, somebody's mother, somebody's dad, somebody's husband, somebody's wife. It could be mine. Oh, God. With the deepest of sincerity, let those people understand that they are already healed. They only have to accept it. Granted, by His stripes we were healed. And may each one be healed that passes through this line this afternoon as we lay hands upon them in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to ask my brother here that you will pray a line. I'm going to come up to the room and say, I'm going to take the line Jesus back to the way. That's right.
You wouldn't do that line.
Action now. The Holy Spirit showed Himself present. The Word has confirmed itself. Now it's your time to act. This is your time. How many please? All right, as you trail through this line this afternoon, come through believing, go back to your seat, giving God praise. No matter what's wrong with you, leave anyhow. If any cripple, I think there's somebody here to push a wheelchair. Let him push him right up along here. We'll come down there and pray for him. You don't have to bring him on the platform. We'll come down there. You want to lift him up or anything, just bring him right along here and we'll come down and pray for him. Now, how many in this building as well? It's sort of our business prayer. I'm coming out here. Look up on this platform. The presence of the Holy Ghost. A super sign. historian saying,
your time never been done until the day of the Apostles. Why? This is the evening hour. God is all around you.
This is the call out of church. Now, this is the thing that God wants you to do. Pass through here, and as soon as you come through, come with your face set on God and say, I believe it right now, Lord, and I accept it. All right? I want all the people in the audience also to pray with us now. As we bow our heads, as the people come through, let's lay this off just on the one. Just step on it. One of you here will take this brother cross and leave you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, something's got to happen, hasn't it? How many believes it is? I do. Now, let's all bow our heads now reverently and while we pray. And let the audience start coming to you now. Our Heavenly Father, this woman is breaking forward now in this great prayer line for this afternoon. She's coming through first. Hand after hand will be laid on her and others as they pass, while prayers are going up everywhere. Now, Lord, this is, I don't believe you could do any more than what you've already done. You showed your presence, you confirmed your word, you've done all these great things. And now, Lord God, let it be so that each one will be healed as they pass through. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Taken from a paralyzed wheelchair. Here he is walking through here to give God the glory.